11th. Details at thebirchmere.com.
I'm Candy Shannon, host of Morning Brew, the Friday edition, from 5 to 8 a.m. on member-supported WEFW Washington, 89.3 FM.
You know, nowadays, it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing, and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike, on the boards back there.
Good morning, fellas.
All right. Okay. Today on Community Watch and Comment, you know, we've been, unless you've been on another planet somewhere, you know the controversy surrounding the assault on freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. Can't put it any other way, you know. Mm-hmm. It's outright assault, and you know, because of the Jimmy Kimmel nonsense. But that was just a catalyst. But anyhow, today we want to get your thoughts about that. You know, people need to understand that the First Amendment, the Freedom of Speech Amendment, is the cornerstone of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you don't, if you don't understand that, and are willing to destroy that cornerstone, then I wonder, what do the American people think? What do y'all think out there? Okay. Freedom of speech, is what happens if you lose it? I mean, we ain't gonna get it back. So,
yeah, I was gonna say, that's how totalitarian regimes take over. They control speech. You know, if you can't speak, you can't organize. If you can't organize, you can't push back. You know, so that's why it's number one in the list of in the Constitution. It's
number one. All right. So anyhow, before we do that, I want to play a little piece of music here, because it's that time, and things can be said. That's one thing I love about PFW. We can say so many things with music that we don't have to say with words, so we're going to play this little piece from Sly Stone. It's always been one of my favorites and very motivating. And then we're going to come back with your calls and your thoughts about the assault on freedom of speech. Will the American people resist? All right. be a part of that conversation this morning by calling 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Community Watch and Comment with me, Ron Pinchback, and Chip Jones. All right, here's a little Sly Stone for you. Enjoy it. And check the message out, and then we'll come back to you, okay?
In the end, you'll still be you. One that's done all the things you set out to do. Stand.
There's a cross for you to bear.
Things to go through if you're going anywhere.
Stand. All the things you want are real.
You have you to complete, and there is no deal.
Too long.
There's a permanent crease in your right and wrong. Stand.
There's a midget standing tall,
and a giant beside him about to fall.
It's amazing how close those words fit the circumstance, you know.
You know, history is cyclical. So, you know, as they say, there ain't nothing new under the sun. So
ain't nothing new under the sun. All right. 202-588-0893, Community Watch and Comment. The assault on free speech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it real? Is it dangerous? Is it what say the people out there about this this wrinkle, you know, and you know, in our Constitution and the efforts to roll back our protections under the Constitution. All right, 202-588-0893. Chip, what were your first thoughts about all this, man?
It's just another push of that rock toward, you know, an authoritative regime. I mean, I don't even think we should call this an administration anymore. It's a regime. I mean, this is what they're headed for, you know.
And you know, the seriousness of this is that they are not only going after people for speech they don't like. Okay, it's. You know, the profanity rules and all that stuff. You know, all that's been mitigated through the courts for years.
Right.
You know, what constitutes various levels of hate speech and things like that. And the challenge now is that the hate speech that's going on out there is having is bearing its fruits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's bearing its fruits.
And the lies. You know, I mean, most interesting thing for me about this is that if you watch the clip of what Jimmy Kimmel said, he basically, you know, made comments that poked fun at the MAGA Republicans and Trump's reaction to the killing of Charlie Kirk. He didn't make any jokes about Charlie Kirk. Yet I'm hearing over and over again, even Geraldo was on CNN talking about how Kimmel needs to apologize to the Kirk family for the joke he made. He didn't make any jokes about Kirk.
Well, sure, you know? Yeah.
But they keep saying this mantra about how he poked fun at Kirk, and it's like, but that's a lie. You know, that's a lie. And they're using it as cover, you know.
You know, what the American people, you know, we've seen a lot of things, you know, in the past 12 years with this being the second iteration of the Trump presidency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen a lot of stuff and, you know, we've witnessed a lot of stuff. So where are, you know, are the American people become so numb to this that they're just going to just say, okay, well, let's capitulate,
right.
You know, that's the objective here, to capitulate.
Mm-hmm.
And it also becomes overwhelming because there's always something, there's always something out there that challenges your, challenges the common sense of everybody.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just shocking the people that are being canceled and gone after, not for anything that they've said about Charlie Kirk, but simply for repeating what Charlie Kirk has said. You know, it's like, how dare you quote him?
It's a mixed bag of poison, mixed bag of poison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and once again, you know, the American people have a choice to make, you know, because if you don't resist, then your ability to talk on the telephone,
right,
you know, the privacy of your phone calls, the privacy of your emails, are at risk.
Right. Anytime you don't fight it, then what you allow becomes the new norm. And, you know.
Yeah. And it has a chilling effect on discourse. I mean, you know, people are literally getting fired from their jobs, you know, because of this, not because of anything they've done, you know, but because, you know, somebody targeted them in the office, you know, and, you know, it was like the KGB or the Gestapo, right. You know, and what are we going to do? What are the American people, you know, going to say? What are they going to do about this? Will anything be done? Or are they going to just rely on the courts? Remember now that the people in Chicago stood up, and that's why they, you know, didn't have the police intervention.
Mm-hmm.
Or shall I say the administration intervention. So, you know, standing up and being a part, you know, being aware at minimal, of what's at stake, you know, it's something that we all must, that's a burden we must bear right now. That's the burden we must bear. Otherwise, you know, we get rolled over. So, yeah, 202-588-0893. We'd like to hear your thoughts about this, the assault on freedom of speech. You have any concerns? You know, maybe say, well, this is above my pay grade, or what? It affects every one of us, you know, as citizens. And nobody's asking you. You know, that's the thing.
Right.
You know, we hear from the pundits, the talking heads and whatnot, but it's the grassroots folks like y'all out there that are gonna influence this policy, you know, one way or the other. So give us a call, share your thoughts. You know, look, maybe people are concerned about speaking out, or you know, in public, because they don't want to get all tangled up in some nonsense,
right?
You know, because of what they say or what somebody else say. Now, that's something that, you know, that's new. You know, that's new.
You mean new for America, right? Well, actually, it's not new for America. I mean,
it's not new for America. It's new in terms of the veracity. It's new in terms of the seriousness of it.
Yeah, this administration. But we've seen this in the past. I mean, that's what McCarthyism was. You know, once you can have people silence themselves, you know, you've pretty much won the battle, you know?
Yeah, you completed your objective. So, you know, we shall see. The courts, I'm sure a lot of this is going to end up in the courts. And unfortunately, the courts can be an interesting arbiter.
Right.
I'll put it like that. All right, let's go to the phones. 202-588-0893. Good morning. You're on WPFW.
Good morning. Just thought I would call because I think that what you say is not a sudden thing. It's been happening for a long time. Remember, Phil Donahue was canceled when he went against our attacking Iraq. And our war things. Remember that there used to be a fairness doctrine until Reagan came in the 80s, where you could hear both sides of many things, and that was a legal requirement that you could hear both sides of things. You hear about AIPAC right now, but you don't hear about the people who prescribe medicine, the drug companies. Because they own most of Congress and the radio stations and the public education stations. And any time you go against them, you'll find something coming up, and you will not hear both sides of the story. It's a country that has been going that way for a long time. And the last bastion of freedom of speech was the college and universities. And because now the college and universities have been going against a murderous, genocidal, I better be careful and say I'm not talking about Saddam. I'm not talking about any African country, but I'm talking about a European colonial group of settlers again. So I can't say that because I might lose my job, or I might not get promoted, or I might. Been having a freedom erosion of our freedom of speech a long time, and that's what made the when that broadcaster went to Russia and did something that would not have been anything back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, but now it's a big thing because you're hearing both sides, you're hearing another side of the story. The fact that they got rid of all the Arab commentators on all the major networks. That's not a news, but the fact that they're getting rid of people who criticize them for pointing out statements made by somebody who they say is a great person. I never even heard of this person, but it's just an excuse to further come down on people who want to bring a side of the thing that the people who run the country don't want to come out to the public. And it's not a new thing, and it's America. Not Russia, it's America. They need to have a voice of the world in every country where you can hear the other side of any story. And that might be the best thing to keep down war. That's my point of view anyway.
All right. Thanks for sharing. By all means, freedom of speech. Yes, sir. Enjoy it. Appreciate it. You know, use it. Okay. 202-588-0893. Come in to watch and comment. This morning we're getting your thoughts about the assault on freedom of speech, the number one amendment to the Constitution. When they put that together, that's the first thing they put on there, you know, freedom of speech.
Right.
You know. I think we got another call, so let's go to it. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good morning.
Hello, caller.
So several weeks ago, I came up with an idea about sue the government Saturdays. People are looking for what we can do as individuals, and it seems as though there's lots of lawyers who could band together and be available so that when someone comes up with a First Amendment or a disappearance or a job, a firing, that they could go to someplace and just submit a document. Now, the second thing that I need to say is yesterday I went to the judicial branch, the federal district court in Maryland. And there was, although it was open, there were guards, it was a skeleton staff, there were no litigants, no lawyers, no protesters, no. The magistrate's courtroom was locked. There was no one in it. There was no one on the escalators, no one on four stories in that building. And it scared the living daylights out of me because I know that there are civil actions going on all across the country and in this specific district court. But when the person who is going to be held liable controls the docket and controls like who shows up and who gets funded for it, then there's no law. There's no law. It's not there to protect us. And that's all.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing. Thank you.
That's it.
I wonder what that's about, but I'm not surprised about anything right now because everything is so, you know, humble jumbled and
the game is rigged.
Guard clean up parks and you know, and it's hard to get answers from anybody, because larger in charge wants to control everything. So thanks for sharing your observation. Appreciate it. Freedom of speech, WPFW. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller. That's you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me? Okay, yes, great. We can. Hey, I got a little bit of an opposing view here on this subject because one of the things that I don't hear you talk about, and this is referring to Jimmy Kimmel, because we agree on a lot of other points. But this is not unprecedented for Disney. They did this to the girl from the Mandalorian. They did this to Roseanne Barr as well. It's not unprecedented, and it's not just under this administration. That happened under previous administrations, right? And when we talk about, I heard one of you two speak about when you're, you know, when you quiet yourself, that's when they won, correct? Well,
right.
Just a couple years ago, that was happening with everybody who had an opposing view about COVID. I particularly paid attention to it because I had a, you know, at the time my boy was graduating high school, and it seemed to me, who I actually recovered from COVID before it was widespread, before we had the shutdown. It was like in February of that year, February of 20. So when all the information was coming out about the adverse effects on young men in particular, in their heart, my son didn't want to take the shot. He couldn't go to college. Everybody who opposed it was shut down, closed out. And I think that what we're experiencing today is just a continuation of it. I think it's been growing amongst our society. And I don't know why, except to say the more divided we are as a nation, the easier we are to control. I don't know what the end game is.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to make it such a big deal about Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, his ratings really weren't that good. Roseanne's show was doing spectacular by comparison, right?
Actually, you know, Jimmy Kimmel is not doing that bad. He's number one in his time slot. I think the difference in this is that, yeah, Disney has the right to let people go. But Disney didn't let Jimmy Kimmel go because of what he said that Wednesday night. They were pressured by the government. Bernard Carr came out before that and said publicly that ABC can do this either the easy way or the hard way. And that's the difference. I mean, the freedom of speech does not protect you from private industry letting you go, but it does protect you from the government applying pressure on private industry to let you go. And that's where it changed.
I agree with that. But Obama placed a phone call to get Rosie O'Donnell ousted. Not that I agree with what she said. I was disgusted by it.
I have never seen anything to verify that fact, that Obama called and got Rosie O'Donnell.
My point is, this is going on. Right now, the lens that I hear on your show is one-sided. I believe that these issues are definitely both-sided. I lived through the 4 years in between the Trump presidency, and I was, I think our life in America was a little worse because of it. I'm not saying it was better because of Trump. Don't get me wrong. But
all right, well,
as the pendulum swings back from,
That's what usually occurs. But sometimes that pendulum can go
what's
too far.
What's
going to
happen when it swings back the other way?
And that's the threat right now. It's the pendulum going too far. You know, when you know you got the
swinging too far
FCC chairman, you know, threatening
yeah,
people.
I have to say again, I have never had seen any factual corroboration that Obama called and got Roseanne fired. I mean, that's why this is kind of one-sided, is that we haven't seen anything like this since McCarthy. I mean, you may say it has gone on in the background, but we have never seen any credible reporting that a president or that a government official applied pressure openly on a company. No, I got to call you on that. I mean, if you haven't, send it to me. I mean, because
I'm driving. Yeah, if you just let me know your email address or a way to get it to you, I will. But I'm not like MAGA guy. I'm a registered Democrat. Unfortunately, though, this year I did not vote for Kamala. Because of everything that you're talking about right now that happened during those 4 year period, people were shut down.
All right.
Now other people are getting shut down.
I'm not cutting you off, but we got other callers on the docket here, so we're going to go ahead and go to the other callers. We appreciate you sharing your points of view. Stay observant and continue to listen. You know, we're here every Friday, you know, 11 till noon. And you're more than welcome to join us again next Friday and continue to express what you feel. All right. Freedom of speech.
Sure.
WPFW. All right. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Hey, good morning, brothers. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Right.
Great, fine. Thank you. I appreciate your time. It's an interesting time that we're living in, but, you know, in the United States of America, there are chapters, and the vast majority of which we haven't seen because of the history before us, and we're living history now. Part of the problem is us as people of color is that we're trying to do things on an individual scale, what we can do individually. Our main issue is solidarity. I can't imagine what in the 1960s with Dr. King and Randolph and Malcolm and Hamer and all of these leaders, if they were able to come together and bring all of those, you know, people with them, or even the moguls in the hip hop era in the 90s with Damon Dash and Puffy and Dre and all these others, you know, to corner a market, because we're still contemplating freedoms in a country that practices and is created for capitalism. We're kind of focused, and we're playing the wrong game. It's like playing draw four when you're playing Monopoly. You know, we're kind of in the wrong space as far as the people is concerned, because, you know, before Charlie Kirk was murdered, he and the killer came from the same environment. They're from the same culture. Children were shot the following day. Over 18,000 people have been murdered in this country this year. And yet we have callers like Free, not to attack them, but that are talking about pendulums sweeping back and forth. It's kind of like a doctor telling you, you only have cancer in your lung. No, you have cancer. America has a cancer. And, you know, but as a people, as far as I'm concerned, our method of retaliation has to be a peaceful one, but it has to be one that in scripture, it says in Matthew, there will be wars and rumors of war. That fulfills prophecy. So, and it doesn't necessarily mean pick up a weapon, but it certainly does mean to respond. So, and our response has to be one of reclaiming our people, and getting them to a point, because to be honest, this generation is ill prepared. They don't believe in the text of America.
So they have no concept of history.
No.
And because they have no appreciation for history, you know, they're going to perpetually, you know, fall behind. You know, that's something that we need to discuss in our community, you know, and, you know, in our homes, as they say. Got to know where you came from.
Absolutely.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Real quick, and, you know, as far as a graduate of Southern University and my master's at Howard, you know, trying to, and just because someone tells us we cannot, they can't legally teach us in public schools, and things, doesn't mean that you can't, and doesn't mean you should stop. When you see the enemy, continue, push harder, resist.
There you
resist.
Go.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Oh, man. All right, 202-588-0893. This morning, we're getting your thoughts on the assault on freedom of speech. As the previous caller said, previous callers have actually said that, you know, this is something that's been being eroded gradually for years, you know. But now it's like, well, we're tired of waiting. We've lost our patience, so now we're just going to go. We're going to go for it.
And that's something we see in this Trump administration, and we've seen in his previous one, is that he seems to operate under the idea that if you can't stop me from doing something, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Where it seemed before, there was almost like a gentleman's agreement among most presidents that, yeah, this is not right, we shouldn't do it. But this thing is, if you can't stop me, I'm going to go ahead and do it, you know?
Yeah. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show. Freedom of Speech Friday here on WPFW.
Hi. What do you got in mind?
Hello.
Yes.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm just concerned but these 14-year-old kids whose life are going to be ruined as an adult. Now, he's going to every state. Right. He wants to get these kids. By the time the 18 years of age for voting comes, millions and millions of these kids have been incarcerated and they might have not been able to vote. And that goes in his favor. Then when the adults go to last election to vote, they purge the by harassing us, saying your address has been changed, you're not on the roster, you didn't put people out there from their department or whatever to be watching and things. That's another harassment. You can't even open your mouth over here, even if you're an American citizen. They will take your, strip you of your citizenship and ship you God knows where. I was listening to Dr. Horn on the radio station. The graduate of Columbia University, doctoral degree, who was put in jail because he was sympathizing with Palestinians. Jail room had 70 people sardined in the same room where he was. It's the same thing as the passage of the African being in bondage and packed in like sardines. They're going to do the same thing right now. And we're demonstrating and we're voicing our opinion, but I wish some messiah, somebody would rise with the aura of Dr. King, with the aura of a leader who can galvanize people, because we are being heard from all sides. Minorities are being heard from all sides. I wouldn't even go to look it up to go to Algeria to live because cost of living here is high. I get a pension. I get a Social Security of totaling $3,000 a month. He can take that away from me if I go over there and just voice my opinion or just say something on the telephone or computer. I don't know anything about computer but my telephone. So it's rough out here. It's rough. I hope there would be a God who is watching that we are going through so much hurt in this country. And the country was used to be by missionaries. They would go abroad. Used to be war on poverty. Used to be Peace Corps. Mm. Used to do good for the world. What is he doing to the world? Cutting all this money and building jails and building ICE, building oppression. It's going to come back to bite us. Somebody's going to get victimized. And so people will not tolerate putting 30 years in the civil service and then he wants to have his own cronies in there. He wants to pull every string of money that is going to be allocated to go where he wants it to go. This is not right. I pray to God that we'll be rescued. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for sharing. We feel your pain. We feel it.
Yeah. A whole bunch of people do. All right, let's continue with the phone calls. You're in tune to 89.3 FM, WPFW, your station for jazz and justice. You're watching, pardon me, you're listening to Community Watching Comment with Ron Pinchback and Chip Jones, and most importantly, you, the listeners out there. All right, let's get back to the phones. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Yes, hello, good morning, caller. Gentlemen. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Yes. Yeah,
good morning, gentlemen. We can see definitely that freedom of speech is on steroids with depreciation. And I think when you have a nation, in fact, the world, where everyone has his own truth, you're going to run into this. Because what has essentially happened is that truth has become a commodity. And if you have money and power, you're going to sway the narrative whichever way you want it to go. And the reason why this is happening is because morality, which we once had at the beginning of this country, is on the edge now. It's on the perimeter. And in some cases, I would dare say, there is no sense of morality. And as we proceed with this type of mindset, we will continue to see our freedom of speech evaporating right from under our feet.
So lack of humanity, the loss of humanity.
Yes. Gotta bring
well, thanks for bringing those points out, sir.
Okay.
Thanks for bringing those points out. 202-580-8893. Fear of God. People don't fear God no more.
No, I don't know. I mean, I think where we're trying to get to, or you know, even if you don't totally agree with what the founding fathers intended, you know, because I know the system was set up basically for rich white men, but that it's more of a humanism that we should, in certain ways, things should be apart from God. You know, that they should work because, I mean, let's be honest, you know, religion has been problematic, you know, it's interesting how, you know, we have every religion pretty much starts off with the, you know, be kind to others, you know, treat others as you would yourself. And we hold this pretty much in every religion, and what we eventually turn that into is and if you don't do that, we're gonna rage war on you until you agree with what we're saying. So it's like
it's a conundrum, that's for sure.
It is, yeah.
It's a conundrum. All right, 202-588-0893. You can minute watch and comment. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello, sir. Good morning. How you doing?
Hello.
All right.
Can you hear me?
What's your comment?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Sir, this problem is something that's been going on for a long time. Do you remember when George Bush, the son, said the Constitution was just another damn piece of paper? You remember that?
Yeah.
Huh? He said it was just another piece of paper. So what this guy's doing now, he laid this the groundwork for this guy, the one you have now. And you don't really have no opposition party in this country. Democratic Party is not an opposition party. And the people thinking that they are opposition party, you're going to be thinking a long time and waiting a long time. But the problem is the Republicans have a system of fear and intimidation. And they came to the airport. They couldn't bring their guns in the District of Columbia because it's against the law. They camped outside of the airport or that National Airport in Virginia. Now, this stuff, a political intimidation started with the Republican because they can't win with their ideals. That's why this enforcement is about. You know, they fire you because you speak against them and all of that. If you think a person, you right. You can say what you want to say. And I don't bother you. Do what you want to do, but let me do what I want to do. And you don't have the right to show up with a gun and intimidate me. And I told you and your guest there, I think your other gentleman there, I said, what's going to happen when the left, the so-called left or the liberals, started showing up with guns and take upon that valor, that thing that the Republicans started off. And you see the result now because some people, they're not taking that stuff lying down, they're not afraid, and they're going to fight back. Not the Democratic Party, but the people themselves are going to fight back with this type of nonsense. Because this country doesn't really have a history of totalitarianism in that type of way in this country, because we've been led to be, we're living in a free country. And it's going to be pretty hard for you to take that away from these people, that you have led them and believe that they have a right. And you find out now, right you thought you had, you don't have it no more. But I just say, sir, it's going to have to take the people, all people, black, white, brown, blue, Spanish, whatever. You're going to take the people to change this guy and put him back in his place. You don't have to do it with ballots. Let's do it at the balloting poll. When you vote for him, just vote him out. The Republicans just vote them out. You wouldn't have that problem. Mm-hmm. That's you're going to have to deal with that.
Man, organize
the people. Going to have to organize. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW. What's your comment?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, caller. Yep, you're on.
Okay, so I just want to put a question out there to raise eyebrows of suspicion. Maybe you guys can help me with this. Donald Trump used to be a Democrat, and he pretty much switched parties, all right? And I think this gives everybody the individual right and liberties to do the same thing. So when they tell you there's a leftist ideology that committed these acts or sinful acts that we just seen today, it is a strong possibility. The Republican Party, and I'm going to say this as an independent conservative man, was never known to be a party that stood for transgender rights. So here we have an individual that committed this heinous act, and I'm not protecting the other guy that he did it to, but it's actually against the whole Republican Party. You have to ask yourself a question there. I am, again, it's too much propaganda floating around on these airwaves. You guys are being paid for this propaganda, and we're going to have some more Dame Dashes to rise up and start telling the truth. That's all I got to say.
But when you say... All right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the truth is in the eye of the beholder, you know.
Well, I mean, there's some truths. I mean, just this last couple days, the Department of Justice scrubbed the study, a longitudinal study off of their website, which showed the numbers of domestic violence, political domestic violence, which is overwhelmingly done by right-leaning. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's almost like 75%. And they scrubbed it from the website because the narrative they are pushing now from Trump on down is that the problem with violence in America is a leftist-leaning violence. And it's like, it's not true. And it never has been true. I mean, it's been this way, you know, on back through slavery. I mean, it's like... You know, the Democratic Party used to be the right-wing party until, you know, 64, when the Civil Rights Act was signed. So, I mean, this is part of the core of America. And that's the thing that I find...
The core of America.
Is that this idea that everybody has their own truth. No, everybody has their own slant, but there is truth, you know.
Your own version, right?
I mean,
all right. I think we got another call, so let's go ahead because we're running out of time. Good morning, caller. You on PFW?
Is that me?
That's you.
Good morning. Caller.
Is that Michelle?
Good morning. This is Miss Mary over in Fort Washington.
Oh, Miss Mary. Hey, Miss Mary.
Let me take a deep breath here. I want to say that I ain't scared. I want to tell the lady that sounded like she was in tears. Don't worry. We got this. First of all, that the Orange Monkey administration has no, absolutely zero credibility with me. I don't listen to anything. I've cut the news off. It's toxic. I don't believe that he will be in office past January. His toxicity is worldwide. And the pushback is big. The news media is just not showing you. Everywhere he goes, he gets booed. Even in England, he got booed. They just didn't show it. They put that Epstein picture of him up on the on Windsor Castle. So he's getting pushback everywhere. And, you know, we have a plan. All we have to do is do what we used to do. We have to get together amongst ourselves and not put it out there on the airwaves. And voting, yeah, I don't know about that. We're going to have to do some good trouble, as John Lewis said. We got to do this. I'm not worried. Like I said, his toxicity is too bad. The Republican Party will not be able to uphold this. The FCC fool, he just signed his unemployment papers because the stock for ABC and Disney will fall. I don't watch commercial TV right now. It is so toxic. Nothing but commercials. So everybody get a plan. Do what you need to do. I will do write-ins when it's time to vote, I will not let the DNC pick bad candidates for me ever again. And I've called them up and told them, everybody has a phone, and you can Google all of their numbers and let them have it. The only thing they can do is listen. They cannot come after you. And he could not fire Lisa Cook. Look, he has to go to the Supreme Court for everything. They're not going to keep him safe forever. They can't. So his toxicity is going to get him out. Every last thing that he has in the administration is a joke. We call Patel cross-eyed. You know, he reminds me of Clarence the Lion, the cross-eyed lion. He has all kinds of names. Carol Levitz is nothing but Bimbo Barbie. You know, so that's how we see them. That's how the people, and this is both Republicans, Democrats, and Independents do not like him. So it's time to start a third party called the People's Party, and we need to rename the White House, call it the People's House. Peace out, people.
All right. Let's see. All right, we got any more calls out there? Yeah, we got two more, so let's get to it. Who's that in the background? Is that Ida back? Yeah. Ida Campbell coming up next with the Friday edition of the Blues.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get down set right there at 89.3 for some fun and wonderful music, okay? Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Good morning. Is it me?
That's you.
Yes, sir.
Just a production note. You may ask the engineer to, like, at least give us the order we're in, just so so we don't continue to ask that question I just asked. Sorry. Good morning, gentlemen. I'm a former history teacher, and this morning I looked up something I didn't know. I'd always thought of the trope, bloody shirt, was sort of, I knew it was old, but I always associated it with 20th century fascists. But it turns out, at least Wikipedia said, bloody shirts stem from the Reconstruction era of United States history, that the radical Republicans used it to remind Northern veterans to vote in the 68, 70, and 72 elections which allowed them, of course, to ensure the 13th, 14th, 15th amendments were passed, as well as one of the first Civil Rights Act under Grant administration. I've always associated it with the 20th century because political assassinations, as well as business assassinations, occur with some regularity. Businesses have routinely killed unionists and union organizers, and occasionally, you know, our presidents, of course, Lincoln's assassination was highly political. The next few were less so, but World War One was allegedly started by a political assassination. Right. And, of course, once the war started, censorship governed in every country in the conflict, the United States, Britain. Oliver Wendell Holmes, the great liberal Supreme Court justice a eugenicist of the First Order, highly interested in racist eugenics, famously issued a decision on a anti-war seditious prosecution for people speaking out against the war. It might have been Eugene Debs, and he famously said, you can't shout fire in a crowded room, completely confusing everyone, because, of course, you can shout fire, and you should shout fire in a crowded room if it is on fire.
Right, but we're running out of time here, and we appreciate your comments. You want to wrap it up right quick?
Of course. This is depicted as a linear descent into hell. I would submit it's cyclical. McCarthyism was one example, but by no means the only one. As I mentioned, World War One before World War Two, there was always censorship.
All right.
It's a bipartisan operation, and both parties serve their roles. Right now, the Republicans are ratcheting up the rate of exploitation of the working class here and around the world. Before, it was Clinton and David Dinkins telling the population, we've got to end welfare, and unions need to take the cuts. When the Democrats run the show, they administer the capitalist state as faithfully as the Republicans.
Okay, sir.
Okay, we're going to have to go.
Yep, we got to run, man. Thanks for all that information. History teacher, I'm sure you got a noggin full that you got to share with it. And you're definitely welcome to call back, you know, in the future to continue to share what you know. Okay? All right. Thanks for calling in. Mike, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Ida.
Just like the city that stagger on the coastline in a nation.
This is Ronald Hampton, convener of IBW's Police Justice and Accountability Task Force. Are you sick and tired of Trump's occupation of Washington, D.C. and other chocolate cities around the country? IBW is convening an emergency summit to address this urgent issue. Saturday, September the 27th, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharp at the historic New York Avenue Presbyterian Church, 1313 New York Avenue Northwest in Washington, D.C. Speakers include Dr. Julian Malveaux, Sonia Pruitt, Kimmone Freeman, Denise Rolock Barnes, and more. That's Saturday, September the 27th, 1 p.m. sharp at the historic New York Avenue Presbyterian Church. Doors open at 12:30 p.m. Details at IBW21.org.
The United Black Community presents the 21st Annual Love Supreme, a musical, poetic birthday tribute to another Ruth, John Coltrane, featuring the Nasa Abadie Quintet, Cindy Brown, Kenny Carroll, Nana Malaya, and more on Friday, September 19, 2025 at 7 p.m. at E-Life Restaurant, 9033 Central Avenue, Capitol Heights, Maryland. Details, UBCNDC at yahoo.com, 240-832-7203. Thank you.
WPFW presents Genius plus Soul equals Ray and John. Tuesday, September 23rd, 5 a.m. until midnight. This will be a fundraising birthday tribute like no other, illuminating the lives and contributions of Ray Charles and John Coltrane, two icons of American music. Schedule and details at WPFWFM.org, where you can also contribute anytime. WPFW, preserving the culture, one broadcast at a time.
Appeal Incorporated presents its 8th Annual Founders Day Celebration with dinner and a show on Sunday, September 28th at 4 p.m. featuring Sahel, Anna Mualago, Bamani Arma, Kaba Soul Singer, and DJ One Love at the Thurgood Marshall Center, 1816 12th Street Northwest. Details, including how to join virtually, at appealinc.org or 800-711-7851.
The Can I Kick It outdoor summer movie series presented by Shaolin Jazz is back and is coming to Southeast D.C. for the first time ever. Enjoy 3 nights of martial arts and action films, scored live with hip-hop, soul, and more, mixed by WPFW alum DJ Two Tone Jones. Saturday, September 20th at Skyland Town Center with a screening of Berry Gordy's The Last Dragon. Then on Saturday, October 25th, the series concludes with the screening of I'm Gonna Get You Sucker at the Capitol Hill Boys Club Artist Gallery. Each event begins at 7 p.m. with a guest DJ set, followed by the movie at 8:30 p.m. Blankets and lawn chairs are welcome. For more details, visit shaolinjazz.com. shaolinjazz.com.
What's it do if you're approached by the police?
We deserve to be safe in our neighborhoods.
Follow these tips to assert your rights.
If you're being stopped, detained, or arrested, the best thing to say is nothing.
Stick to only these questions. Am I free to go? If stopped by law enforcement, try to leave the conversation as quickly and safely as possible.
Ask, am I free to go?
If yes, walk away calmly and quietly. Running away could give them pretext to detain you.